What's going on, everybody? Happy Saturday! Hope you're having a wonderful Saturday morning, afternoon. And I just got back from the gym, and on my way home, I was just thinking about some of the really most or some of the important people in my life, and really focused on my mentors, the people who have really guided me in this journey in business, in real estate, and even my health and fitness, and just really like showing really some real gratitude and appreciation for the how those people come in my life, and then really starting to think about how they came in my life. And as I started to realize, it wasn't an accident. And a lot of the times it was stuff that I did intentionally. And as I was looking back, I'm like, oh, that's what I did. And that's why they're in my life today. And I think a lot of times the biggest mistake we make is that we try to get something from somebody right away, right? Like if we don't create an exchange with somebody right away, we feel like we're losing, and we're afraid actually to give. And that's one of my core values as a human being is to give, right? Just give without any expectation and getting in return. And so before I dive into this concept of dig your well before you're thirsty, if you're new here, my name is Logan Manzanares. I'm a business owner, fitness professional, transformed well over 2,000 people's lives through this little thing we call health and fitness, real estate investor, husband and father, and one of the most grateful people on this planet. And so I talk a little bit about real estate investing on here, but it was kind of funny as I was thinking about my real estate investing career, as I like to call it. It started probably 5 or 6 years ago, and it was actually right in the middle of starting my business career. And so on the start of my business career, I basically started thinking about what I needed to do, not only just to make money, but also to keep money as well. And I quickly realized that just making money wasn't going to be enough, and that actually being able to keep the money was going to be the second tier of that whole process. So I started looking at different ways, started looking at, you know, stock market, started looking at real estate, and I quickly realized that I knew nothing. I knew nothing about the stock market. I knew nothing about real estate. And I was like, okay, like I need to start figuring this out. And so I started reading books, right? And one of my clients at the time, he told me that I need to read this book called Millionaire Next Door. And it was right on the back side of me telling him that I just read this book called Master Money the Game by Tony Robbins, which was all about the stock market, where he interviewed like 50 billionaires and explained all their investment strategies in the stock market. And I was like, oh, this is amazing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was telling him, he's like, oh, you need to read The Millionaire Next Door. And Millionaire Next Door basically was a concept of you need to save. You need to be frugal. You need to have a business, and you need to just save all your money and become a millionaire that way. I was like, okay, I'm just saving my money. That's easy, right? Just don't spend money. And then something in me just didn't really resonate with that. And so the next piece of my journey was like, okay, like that doesn't connect with me. And so I remember one of my friends in college named Calvin, actually, and he talked about this book, Rich Dad Poor Dad. And I was like, let me just try this book. And so I remember reading Rich Dad Poor Dad, and wow, that book, like many others who have read it, just like totally transformed the way I think. Like not just my views on investing, but just my views in like literally how I think about life and money, and just how I view it in the picture. And that book led me down a rabbit hole of obviously getting into investing in real estate. And so what I quickly realized is that I knew nothing about investing in real estate, but I knew that it was the thing that resonated the most with me. And so there was this one moment where I was in a networking meeting. So it was called Biz to Biz. If you have ever been in a small business, or maybe you worked for a small business before, there's like a networking group that you're part of, where you're like, there's only one industry, one type of service business in a certain group, and you all get together, and the whole idea is that you're supposed to share leads, pass leads on, make connections, things like that. And well, I was in that group for 2 years, and I literally got like 2 leads the entire time. So I was probably just was not good at getting leads, most likely. But didn't work for me on that route. But what it did lead to me to was meeting this guy named Mike. And so Mike was somebody who I remember hearing in one of our meetings. He's talking about real estate, talking about his rentals, and all of a sudden I was like, oh, like this guy knows something that I don't know. And it ultimately clicked with me right away that I needed to connect with him. And so I ended up connecting with him and realizing that he owned like a crap load of real estate, like a lot. And the only reason he was even in that group is because like one of his buddies dragged him in there and basically made him show up every single week. But I was like, okay, I need to learn from this guy. So I remember meeting him and talking with him. And once I realized, I was like, okay, I got to find a way to be able to provide value to this guy so I can learn from him. And so that time I didn't have any money to give him. I didn't know anything about real estate. I was like, what can I provide this guy? And I was like, well, I'm a trainer. Like, he looks like he can maybe want to get in shape. So I just offered to train him for free. I was like, I'll give you the service away for free. It's like a $400, $500 a month service. I give it to you absolutely free, right? The only exchange I want from you, just, I want you to show up twice a week and like, you know, let's talk. I'm all working out in the middle. Let's talk about business, talk about real estate. And so he agreed to it. And so for like the next, I don't know how long it was, probably 7 or 8 months, I trained for free twice a week and was able to build this relationship with him and obviously learn about real estate, but most importantly, build a relationship. And at the time, I didn't realize that's what I was actually getting was a relationship with him. And then learning obviously as much as I could about real estate, which honestly I didn't, after the first couple sessions, I learned about all you can learn from talking. But after that, I was just really building that relationship. And so it's pretty cool because 5 years later now, so we're in May right now. So December, we actually did our first deal with Mike in the real estate game. And it was really cool because as I was thinking back on, I was like, I forgot about all that work I put in the beginning. Like I just had this relationship. All of a sudden an opportunity came up and boom, it was there. And it happened so fast. And I was like, wow, that was really cool. But as I look back on, I was like, it took me 5 years to make that thing come to fruition. And like obviously in the meantime, we had continued to stay in contact. We continued to have lunch now and then, continued to like get in value as much as I possibly could. But it was this whole concept of digging my well before I was thirsty. Like I never asked him for anything this entire time. Then all of a sudden in December, we had this deal come up and I presented it to him. I was like, what do you think about this? And like, I didn't know how to execute it. I got the deal and he knew how to execute it. And we ended up doing this deal. And now it's led us into doing more deals together. And it will send us on a path to do lots of deals together and continue to strengthen our relationship. And it was all because of me digging that well before I asked him for anything. So I spent the last, 5 years just trying to create as much value from giving as much free as I could. And literally just being a friend where I could and trying to provide value where I could, to where now that relationship is, it continues to grow. And now I do actually have some value I can provide to him. I do have resources. Now we actually are able to create a true partnership, that adds value to both of our lives and our family's lives. And it's really, really fun. It really is. It's really, really cool. And so that's what I'm for today is that like anytime you're like feeling like you're, Like you're just not happy. Like if you're just not happy, you're depressed, you feel like the world's out to get you, it's because you're wanting too much. Because all you're thinking about is yourself. You're thinking about getting. And when you can actually switch that around to focus on what you can give and what value you can provide to people, what you realize is that it's actually far more valuable. And then all of a sudden when the opportunity comes up, like it becomes really easy to ask because you've already given so much. And even if this deal wouldn't have come up, I would have continued to give because like it didn't. The point of giving is not to get. It's just that it makes you feel good. And ultimately, you're already blessed right now. You are blessed right now. Whether you choose to live that is on you, but like you are blessed right now. You watching this, live in America, live in a prosperous country. You're most likely healthy. You most likely have enough to live a superb life. And so you're already blessed. Now you just need to give back, right? And even when you feel like you don't have a lot right now, give. Because once you realize that you can always give, and we focus on giving rather than getting, you become grateful. You become full of gratitude. You start to realize that this world is abundant. And you start to make better decisions. And you start to play the long game. You start to think about the future rather than like, what can I get right now? And so that's the concept of dig your well before you're thirsty. Is like most people, they want everything right now. They want to come to you and they want to meet you and they want to take your money. They want to take your relationship or they want to take your time, whatever it may be. But if you're able to actually give first, and do and like start to plant these seeds before you want to actually bear them, you start to realize that it's just a lot more fun to play that game. But ultimately, you have to play the long game. You have to be built to last. And that's my message to you right now is like, if you just want things quick and you want things made for gratification, like when it comes to weight loss, when it comes to change your body, like it's not going to happen. So you need to start planting the seeds today. You start doing the things today that help set you up to be this person in the future. It's the same concept with health and fitness. So dig your well before you're thirsty. Happy Saturday. My name is Logan Manzanares. I'm out. Bye.